Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our discussion on the church at Thyatira. We've been discussing the fact that Jezebel taught members of the congregation and even seduced members of the congregation into committing fornication. And in our last program, we talked about how committing fornication can be taken spiritually, and we showed how that's equivalent with idolatry. Today we're going to talk about how committing fornication obviously can be taken physically, but we're going to notice how these improper sexual practices also can be involved with committing idolatry. Now we're going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 10 to start off with. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and we're going to read verses 5 through 8. But what I want you to notice is that verses 5 through 7 refer to an event in Exodus chapter 32, and then in verse 8 it refers to an event in Numbers chapter 25. I'll repeat that just in case you're taking notes. We're going to start off reading 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 5 through 8, but we'll see that in verses 5 through 7, it refers to an event in Exodus chapter 32, and then we're going to read verse 8, and we'll see that that refers to an event in Numbers chapter 25. All right, so let's first read 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verses 5 through 8. Now, our point for today is to show that improper sexual practices are often associated with committing idolatry. So 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 5 through 8 reads like this: "With many of the Israelites, God was displeased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they lusted, neither should we be idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play." That was 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 5 through 7. Now we're going to read verse 8. "Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Now we're going to turn to Exodus chapter 32, and we'll see how this is the event spoken of in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verses 5 through 7. So please now let's turn over to Exodus chapter 32, and we'll read verses 1 through 6, and then verse 19, and then verse 25. In Exodus chapter 32, starting in verse 1, it says, "When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, they gathered themselves to Aaron." So this event is talking about after the Israelites were delivered from Egypt, they went to a mountain and they were waiting for Moses to come down after he received the Ten Commandments. But Moses didn't come down when the people expected it, so they said, "Well, he's delaying," and so they gathered around Aaron. And this is what they said to Aaron: "Make us gods who shall go before us. For this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what has become of him." And Aaron said to them, Okay, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives and of your sons and of your daughters, and bring them to me." And so all the people broke off the golden earrings, and they brought them to Aaron. So he took the earrings and fashioned it with an engraving tool until it became a molten calf. And they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt." When Aaron saw their reaction, he built an altar before the calf. Aaron was apparently saying, "Wow, these people really like this kind of stuff. Let me go ahead and build this altar, because if I don't, they may jump on my case." So Aaron, being the wimp that he was, went ahead and built an altar before the calf and made a proclamation saying, "Tomorrow is a feast to Jehovah." And they rose up early on the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and then sat down to eat and to drink, and then rose up to play. Now we're going to read in verse 19. "As Moses came near to the camp and saw the calf and dancing and the nakedness of the people," that's in verse 25, "the anger of Moses became hot, and he threw the tablets out of his hands and broke them at the bottom of the mountain." So let's go back over this to see how the improper sexual practices were associated with committing idolatry. It says in 1 Corinthians 10, verses 5 through 7, with many of the Israelites, God was displeased. And we're going to see his displeasure. For they were overthrown in the wilderness. That's how God showed his displeasure. The fact that he overthrew about 3,000 people, in fact, in the wilderness as a result of what they did. And God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6, that these things that happened to the Israelites were our examples, our being Christians. We should learn from the Israelites' valuable lesson. The lesson being that we should not go after false gods, which is what Jezebel was deceiving and seducing the people in Thyatira to believe, that it was okay to go after false gods or to use false practices in the worship of the true God. Either way, that's idolatry. And God is saying we need to learn from the example of the Israelites not to do like they did, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. They lusted after all the things that they had left behind in Egypt, which was foolish. Now they had their freedom, but they wanted to go back into this Egyptian way of life, which was ludicrous. Also, they became idolaters after God had delivered them. Moses goes up into the mountain, receives the Ten Commandments, and just because he doesn't come down when they expect him to, they say, well, you know, something could have happened to him. Forget about Moses. Aaron, you make us a god. And Aaron turns around, the wimp that he was, and he made a molten calf and then built an altar to that calf also. And so he was actually instrumental in leading people astray into a false worship of God. But notice how it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7 now, neither be you idolaters as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. So how do we know that this involves improper sexual practices? Well, as we read in Exodus chapter 32, it says here, and this is in verse 19, it says, and they rose up early on the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings and then sat down to eat and to drink and then rose up to play. Same thing that we saw almost verbatim in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. But now in verse 19 and verse 25 it says, and Moses came near to the camp and saw the calf, he saw the wild dancing, and he saw the nakedness of the people. So here we can see that in their worship of really a false god, because this was a calf, in their worship of a false god, they threw off their clothes, they were dancing wildly, and as many commentators will show, as you read commentaries on the Bible, it involved improper sexual dancing and improper sexual contact. And this was all in the context of actually claiming that they were worshiping Yahweh, because it says in verse 5 of Exodus chapter 32 that Aaron saw the reaction when this molten calf was finished, when he finished making it. He saw that their reaction, that they were so happy that now they had a god to worship. So he said, I'm making a proclamation that tomorrow is a feast to Yahweh. Now, how could he say that after having built this calf, that it was a feast to Yahweh? Well, it's because they were actually thinking that they were worshiping Yahweh, but they were using false pagan practices, idols in this case, to worship Yahweh. And they were doing this lewd type of dancing, which led to improper sexual contact in their worship of God. And so now, we also want to go back to verse 7 of, or verse 8, I'm sorry, of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. This is the second example where it said, neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. That scripture we can find in Numbers chapter 25. So let's turn over to Numbers, the 25th chapter, and we're going to see how that played out. This is in Numbers chapter 25. We'll read verses 1 through 4 and then verse 9. It says that Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit fornication with the daughters of Moab. So they got together with pagan women, had sexual relationships with them, And what happened? In verse 2 it says, these Moabitess women called the people of Israel to do sacrifices to their gods. And the Israelites did eat and bow down to the Moabite gods. Specifically, Israel joined himself to Baal Peor. Therefore, the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel. And Yahweh said to Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. But those that died in the plague were about 23,000. So here we have another example where this time they weren't even saying that this was a feast to Yahweh. They just went wholesale into worshiping the gods of the Moabites. And they were led into this idolatry through the act of committing fornication with the daughters of Moab. So because they want to have sex with these women and they want to please these women, they said, let's follow along with what these women are teaching. But we see that in both cases, whether it is using false practices to worship the true God, or whether it is worshiping a false God, that is idolatry. And God is very angry at that. As we saw in one case, God killed 23,000. We didn't read it, but in Exodus, 3,000 people were killed. In both cases, God was so angry that he actually killed people to teach us a lesson and to teach them the lesson. But in particular, it says that these things were written for our admonition, to teach us that God will cut us off spiritually and we will die the second death if we are involved in these kinds of idolatrous practices. So this is very, very serious. It is so serious that if you are in a congregation where improper sexual behavior is going on and people are claiming that they are worshiping the true God while practicing this, and they're teaching that it's okay, they're teaching in fact that even God has ordained this type of thing, then you need to get out of there as quickly as possible, because God hates that type of stuff. Now I can tell you again, I mentioned this on the previous program, of how in a congregation the minister was having sex with various women of the congregation, and not only that, he was teaching them that it was their godly duty to serve him in that way. Then it got even worse, where visiting ministers were convinced that it was proper for them to have sex with these same women. So they were passing around women as their sex toys. This is abominable. You can see why God is angry at this. You could see why God is going to put people into the lake of fire if they don't repent of this type of behavior. So if you know of this type of behavior, if you know of anybody that's practicing homosexuality, a minister that's practicing homosexuality, and people are now saying that that's okay, that is abominable. If a minister is having sex with children, that's abominable. If a woman is, or a priest is having sex with a woman who's not his wife, that is abominable. All of those things are abominations in God's eyes. And we need to run as fast as we can to get away from there. Do not let it be said of you that you tolerate people like the people in Thyatira tolerated the woman Jezebel to teach God's servants and to seduce God's servants into committing fornication in worship of the true God. That is horrible. God hates it. You should hate it. Thank you for listening, my friends, and may God be in you.